Hello, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting for December 22nd, 2020. We have concluded that a quorum is present, so we're convening the meeting, and I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams, Theresa J. Allen, Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Dwayne Lark. R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Polina Vasiliev.
Here.
Okay, that's eight, and we have a quorum.
Very nice. Okay, I'm going to now ask if there's a motion to approve the agenda.
Polina, so moved.
Thank you, Polina. I will read the agenda. We have number one, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number two is the roll call. Number three is adopt agenda. Number four, the chair's announcements for 2 minutes. Number five, WPFW budget presentation with General Manager Jerry Paris. 40 minutes report with question and answer. Number six, the ICFO report from Anita Sims, the 15-minute report and question and answer. We have several motions associated with that. The first is the NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. In order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units will provide NEDA with view-only access to all of their credit and debit card accounts for verification or review. Another motion is the NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. In order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units will provide NEDA with a monthly list of outstanding accounts payables for verification or review, said list to be delivered by the seventh day of the following month. And finally, motion that the NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. In order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units using Allegiance membership software will provide NEDA with a monthly report showing revenue by cash and pledges received for verification or review, said list to be delivered by the seventh day of the following month. Number seven, Central Services Formula, 45 minutes. Number eight, reports from stations on budget timeline progress. That would be KPFT and KPFK, 3 minutes. Then old business. Motion for a moratorium on central services from KPFT, new business, and then adjourn. Number 10 is new business. Number 11, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. So now we should ask for additions or changes. Fred, I think you had something.
Yeah, could Fred be recognized? I'd like
yes,
to
please. Go ahead.
Right after the chair's announcement, I'd like to have a short point on our NFC listserv added. So that would be point five, and pushing all the other points down from that point down on.
James, this is Nick Arena.
Yes, Nick.
I'd ask that we do that after the presentation. Jerry Paris is on the line. We got him here on very short notice. And out of respect for him and his time, I'd really like to dispense with that budget item before we do any other business.
That's fine.
Understood, and I also support that. Is that good with you, Fred?
That's fine with me. So we'd make that item six, pushing down the CFL report. And it should be, that
yes.
Should take less than 5 minutes.
So this is going to be after the ICFO report, and it will be for 5 minutes, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, do you have that, Art Paul? And then I'll ask if there is any discussion on that. Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. And now we have to see if there's any other additions or changes to the agenda. Hearing none. Is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none. We'll go to number four, which is chair's announcements. Not much in the way of chair's announcements. Tonight we will review the budget for WPFW. WPFW General Manager Jerry Paris will be presenting. He requested to be the first on the agenda. And I want to thank Jerry and Nick for arranging this under the aforementioned short time, very short notice, and we thank them for that. And legislation was passed yesterday that included new PPP relief, that's Payroll Protection Program relief, which we should all be paying attention to. There are no other new announcements. So now we will go to the WPFW budget presentation with Jerry Paris, the general manager, and I will let everyone know that we have a copy of the budget forwarded to us just a moment ago by Anita. I'll give everybody a moment to get to that.
While everybody's gathering.
Yes, go ahead, Jerry.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to this meeting, and thank you for letting us take the lead as we're on East Coast time here, and sometimes our meetings can go on for some time. And I'm also on the clock at the station, so once I finish here, I'll be continuing local business at WPFW. As regards the budget, our LSB, with help from the staff and from Nick, has put together what we believe to be a very realistic budget. One of the important things to note, though, in looking at the agenda for this meeting, is that one aspect of our budget kind of hinges on a singular project that I've brought to the station. I think I see in the review the agenda, but one of the qualifications for a passable budget is that the station's expenses not exceed its income by more than 10%. One of the things, the project that we have lined up on our budget for the end of the year and towards the beginning of fiscal, 2021, is a project that is intended to bring in roughly 10% of our budget. That is, it is a project slated at bringing in, I believe it's $120,000. The gist of that project is we have a major donor that has an art collection that has a value, an estimated value of the neighborhood of $1 million, and we're working on the math that has to occur such that the yield from any donation from the sale of that collection results in income to the station of $120,000. I have seen the collection. I have been in contact with the donor. He has come to the station. He has met with Nick Arena also, And planning for this project began well before the pandemic hit. As such, the project was going to be somewhat based around social gatherings where we could display the collection. And we had found a suitable location, a gallery, if you will, where we could make the presentation. The donor saw the facility. It is in the building that houses the offices of WPFW. Our landlord has agreed to let us use that facility, but then the pandemic hit. So we're not allowed to do the social gathering on the scale that we had anticipated. But we're adapting just like everybody else is and trying to figure out how we can adapt to the current circumstances and still come up with the original yield of somewhere in the neighborhood of $120,000. So that 10%, you know, and I see that 10% is like the critical figure in terms of make or break for the budgets, and we are working feverishly on this one particular project so that we can bring in that much needed 10% of our budget. Nick?
Yeah, Jerry, I'll jump in, and thanks not only for being on the clock at the station at the same time that you're on this call with us, and much appreciated, and also to say that, you know, Mo Thomas, chief engineer, was also a part of working with Jerry and I on this, as well as our budget meetings included Tamara Swiderski throughout the process of creating this budget. The number is slightly higher than what Jerry spoke about as far as $120,000. We're actually expecting $170,000 from these art collection sales, but what Jerry didn't say is that the donor has committed to the station verbally that he would provide for up to $250,000 worth of donations to the sale of these items, and we took a haircut on that, reduced that to $170,000, just to see if that, you know, if we weren't able to collect all of it. So we haven't put in the budget 100% of his verbal pledge, you know, expect that the process of selling the art over the next 3 months will provide us with that income. Obviously, November sales have not occurred yet, but we know he is working with an auction house for the sale of these items for several items prior to year end, and we expect that to carry over into the next year, the other calendar year, that is, not the fiscal year. The other thing I'll say about the budget is that we basically looked at what her historical income had been over the last 2 to 3 fiscal years, and did some analysis of that as compared to how strong our signal was during that period of time. We had some months in the early parts of the calendar year where we did not have the signal strength due to work that was being done by our landlord on the transmitter site in the early 2020. And in 2019, that has been corrected this year. So we expect strong donations through the mini drive, the mini year-end drive in December, and the February and March drive of 2021. So, why don't we just stop and take your questions?
This is the chair. I'm going to ask a question and try to provide a little bit of information that might help here for Jerry.
Excuse me for 1 second. This is Sharon. I just want to say I'm on the call. That's all.
Oh, thank you, Sharon.
And this is Teresa. I want you to know I'm on the call.
Very good. Thank you. And Dwayne as well. I hear you, Dwayne. I just wanted to say that 10% that you noticed, Jerry, in our announcements came from a PNB motion of June 11th, 2020, and it applied to stations that were at that time operating at more than a 10% deficit, and that did not apply to WPFW at that time, and it was going back 6 months from that June 11th date. So we can talk about that more when we, you know, get into the nitty-gritty of your budget, but that was not directed at this circumstance. That's okay. And I also wanted to just inquire. I know that many art auctions are held online, and I know you wanted to do the social events to go along with that, but I'm sure you've talked to your auction house about the pros and cons of doing it different ways. But I assume you're aware of that, and you were discussing those possibilities. Also, I wanted to know, Jerry, I wasn't clear that you were finished. Did you want to go through the budget in more detail, or how did you want to go through that?
Since this is the most mission-critical part of the budget for me, I wanted to address this particular project. We can entertain the rest of the budget along with the rest of my committee and with Nick also. One thing I would like to mention, though, along with what Nick was saying, we are completely stable at WPFW in terms of our signal strength now. And our programming has just been, you know, consistent without interruption, you know, for the past year or so. And as a result of that, along with our programming, I mean, perhaps there has been a certain effect as a result of the pandemic, because we are alternative media in Washington, and we have been providing information that nobody else has been providing. So a lot of people have been turning to WPFW, and our numbers are going up. I was with our chief engineer over the weekend, and we were looking at the ratings numbers, and WPFW right now is 0.1% from entering the top tier of 20 stations in our market. We are number 21 and 0.1% away from being 20 on the list. So that metric has a financial corollary also, because, you know, as the numbers increase, our audience increases and our donors increase. So our pledge drive performance has not been bad recently. Our pledge drives have been doing surprisingly well for whatever reason. And if we stay on the same tact, we should be doing quite well in terms of budget issues. So that's where we stand right now operationally, I believe. Nick?
Let me just interject there briefly. I want to say that the budget committee or the finance committee meeting of yours that I attended, you were getting the results of that last fund drive, and it was very impressive. And that's what I based my first notion that you guys were doing well and were stable. I based it on that meeting, which was, again, very well conducted and very informative and very businesslike all at the same time. I'm sorry, Nick, go ahead.
No, I'll just add to what Jerry's saying, you know, as a support for the ratings that we've had and the pledge drive, although we did not put a actual column in this for October and November, we do know what at least our cash, that is cash, credit card, cash basis receipts were for October and November. And the listener support numbers were to total roughly 285,000 for that period, and our listener support numbers for that period of time and the cash receipts that we got were in excess of $309,000 actual for October and November. So it just reiterates what Jerry is saying as far as the signal strength on the where we are in ratings and where we are in donations. We did not receive the $50,000 from the art sale yet. That is going to be delayed probably 30 to 45 days as we work that through. But the listener support has been strong for the station, and it was strong with the mini drive in August as well.
Thank you, Nick.
These meetings typically, in my experience, folks want to ask questions about the different items, and so I just, James, it's up to you, but Jerry and I can both answer those questions.
I appreciate that. I want to ask Anita right now, though, if she has any comment, or does she want to go through anything line by line?
Thank you, Mr.
Go ahead, Anita.
I was going to say, to me, this is probably one of the cleanest that I've seen in very low variance, really, from 2020. Nick, so my only question was that $50,000, so you probably moved that out into February or March timeframe. Is that correct, the major donor?
I would think it's going to be January or February, yes.
Okay.
Based on that. The timing of that, when those sales could happen. But as Jerry said, he and the other staff were very active with the donor and working with an auction house on those sales.
Well, congratulations to you both. That would be wonderful, no doubt.
Anita, I thought I heard you say 20,000. Did you mean 50,000?
50,000. Yes, I was actually looking at the 20. That is. In January, but I really meant, thank you, James, the 50 in November. So,
got it.
Thank you.
Okay, shall we open it up to, were you done, Anita? Did you have anything else you wanted to ask or comment on?
No, I was done. But
okay.
It is very much in line with 2020. You know, they do show a little bit of growth, obviously, but their expenses are essentially a little bit higher, but not by much. But it's very clean and balanced. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we can open it up for questions. Is there anyone else that has a question?
This is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Thanks. Actually, it's a technicality. I am just curious if I'm misreading it or if that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm looking at the – let me just open it real quick. Would be, yeah, I'm here. The dollars and cents, I'm curious, for the FY 2021, there are some amounts that are very, not approximate. Are you basing it on specific specific expectations, or is it just maybe mislabeled? Because look, I'm looking at column N and then column P. N is your 2021 total, then P is your 2020 budget. Should it be? Is it just reversed as far as? That's how you would expect it. I don't know if you're following what I'm asking about.
We, Paulina, included the 2020 budget for informational purposes. They're not inverse. We expect to have more income. And as Anita said, we have slightly more expenses in 2021 than 2020, but they're not inverted. Those are correct.
And the October through September are projected numbers, correct?
Those are correct. Yes, that's correct.
And I guess they're based on previous years, right?
They are based on previous years. Multiple years of looking at income, and they're what we feel and what Tamara also felt were reasonable expectations based on our previous year's earnings.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Anyone else with a question?
Our Paul?
Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay, pardon me. I'm eating as we do this. Yes, I noticed that we've got a simple spreadsheet of the usual budget per se, but there's no, for instance, no assumptions sheet with this and no other sheets with this. So should we expect an assumptions sheet soon or...
We are not going to provide an assumption sheet. It wasn't part of the template that we were given to complete. As we've said, we did this in conjunction with NEDA in looking at our fiscal 2019 and our fiscal 2020 results. And so the assumptions are basically these are income numbers and expense numbers that are resulting of the past experience. So the budget template of this year didn't have that in it, and so we did not complete that.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. I don't remember us getting that one. The other thing is, there's a major amount. Is there going to be a? Is the total? I see there's 50 in for November, and it's going to be moved to January or February. But you're saying that there's going to be a total of 120 coming out of this this art auction?
We estimate the amount actually at $170,000. The donor has pledged $250,000, but we have taken that, we reduced that to $170,000. We expect $170,000 to come from the sale of these artworks that he's promised to the station.
Okay, and that goes up to cell 09 and the 232 there, right?
That's right.
Okay, and this is based on a good faith verbal agreement.
Yeah.
Okay, and well, I would like to know. I would like to see an assumption sheet, but if now we're not doing them anymore, I guess we're not doing them anymore. But this is sort of a bare bones way of doing it. But okay, thank you.
Anita, would you like to comment on the assumption sheet question?
I would, since we've been involved. I've not seen any of the stations of them. We can go back or prepare for next year with them, if that is still the desire of the group.
But apparently they weren't part of the template. Was there a reason for that?
Well, I don't think that we originally had the template. I did get it, I want to say, from Mr. Blair. But that's been, 6 months ago probably?
Yes.
But are the, I really had thought that had, obviously we did work with Jerry and Nick on this. I was going to say, if you remember from the last call that we had, I had suggested maybe we write up a narrative for it or an assumption. Since we are working with the stations on it, we can still do that. Because I'm sure Tamara has the notes associated with this budget.
Could I say the WBAI budget that I sent in October has an assumption sheet on it? I just wanted to point that out, okay?
Okay. I will look forward as I'm talking with you.
This is the chair. I want to ask anyone who has an answer, is that something that we should postpone voting on the budget because of, or is that something we could vote on the budget as is and pass it on to the PNB with hopes that those things would then be attached for the PNB's consideration? How would you suggest we approach that, R. Paul, or anyone else?
I would really like that. I think we need to have an assumption sheet and maybe a few other things here. You're looking at passing this tonight?
I'm asking, and if that's not appropriate or that's not what we're about, then that's, you know, I'm asking for your input.
My input would be, we need to do more on this. This is, you know, this would be an extremely rapid way to do this, and I would feel very uncomfortable personally, I don't know what anybody else thinks, approving a budget with such a short amount of attention paid to it.
Well, I guess I thought that we had this budget had been submitted. We've had it for some time. I assume people were looking at it, but I understand that that doesn't always happen as, you know. So I guess we should discuss that. Does anybody?
Can I point out that there's another. I'm going through back and forth through various of these things, and I have to look at this and say, I think we need more on this. Okay, what does everybody else think?
Well, let me jump in and say, James, if I can speak.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
I don't exactly know what.
Hold on a second, Nick. Anita, I don't know if you're trying to be heard or whether you need to mute.
No, it was not me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was on mute.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry.
I would just say we prepared the budget with the ICFO with Tamara. We can answer specific questions that people have. They are willing to put an assumption narrative together. But, you know, the fact is that I don't think that we have the time nor the in these meetings to go through the budget as if we were assembling them ourselves. I think that the purpose of the review of the budget by the committee is to understand the reasonableness of the numbers compared to previous years and future assumptions, to understand what is driving costs and also. What those revenue numbers are supporting. But if we think we're going to have the time to be able to review every line item of these budgets, we don't. And to speak editorially, I've been on this committee for almost 6 years, and I've only been a part of only one year in which the budgets were reviewed and passed. And I just don't think that that we are going to get there. And when we have Meta helping us put the budgets together, taking the time to go line item by line item is, I don't think, going to be productive.
I know. Does anyone else have any comment?
This is Sharon.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I tend to agree with Nick. I also have a feeling of, like, we have to have a certain level of respect for our fellow stations or our sister stations, whatever you want to call them. I mean, they're has been through their, you know, finance process, and has been reviewed by NEDA, so I'm sure there are certain assumptions that have been made, like in any budget, because it's always a projection. So, of course, it has assumptions. But, I mean, I think we can have some respect for the job that has been done to date. And I just want to say, so, and I would just say, yes, we should vote and approve it tonight. That's what I would say. And I also just want to say congratulations to WPFW for just really doing a great job and just having a budget that's balanced and appears to be, you know, slightly in the positive. So, or in the profit, you might say, profitable. So that was my comment.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Chris Corey.
Go ahead. I hear Chris and then Paulina. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I would just say that of all the stations, PFW is probably one of the top two or three in terms of producing balanced budgets over the last few years and operating gainfully. Also, I would say that the long-term trend associated with WPFW is really good. Because of the increasing signal strength over time, due to the improvements that took place a few years back, it just looks like one of the winning stations in the portfolio at this juncture. And I'm kind of disinclined to call the numbers into question. But having said that, I do think that it would be good to have the narrative in with the budgets for future. And maybe even for those stations who are still in the process of producing those budgets, if they can put something, even a short narrative together in terms of assumptions, that would be helpful. I'm less inclined to do it for PFW than some of the other stations just because they've done so well, and congratulations.
Paulina.
Yes, thank you. I would be inclined to approve it, and as far as, and also to congratulate PFW also for their going up in the ranking in the radio market. That's wonderful. Now, also agree with Chris's statement that in the future a narrative would be very helpful for those of us who haven't been living with this budget for a while. Quick question. So this was approved by the LSB, correct? The WPFW LSB is sending us this budget.
Yes, that's correct.
That's right. Okay, great. And that would be pretty much it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. One more thing that I wanted to mention. I believe that there would be reason to go through an incomplete budget line by line, or a budget that has been rejected by an LSB, as was the case of the KPFK one. But in the case where everybody's on board, I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel or redo the work of the local folks who know exactly what's going on much, much more than we do. Thank you.
Anyone else with any more comment?
Fred?
On this question. Go ahead, Fred.
I was just wondering where that $170,000 income is listed on. Is it a major donation or community event income?
It's major donations in the months of November, December, and January. Major donor income, second line of the revenue box.
I see it. That's it. That's the only question I had.
This is the chair. I have a related question to that. And I understand you have a non-written agreement, a good faith agreement with the owner to provide that or even a larger amount than that. But I'm wondering, was the estimation of the value of the collection, was that based on appraisals or comparables? What was the basis for that?
There were some appraisals, and appraisals are underway as we speak. We've had a couple of curators come over and actually view some of the collection, and some of the collection was actually brought to the radio station. So the numbers that we're presenting right now are very, very, very conservative. I don't want to just blurt out numbers, but it is a very valuable art collection.
And I want to just ask a follow-up question on that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted a follow-up on that specific subject area, which is why I'm, you know, engaging in a colloquy here, sort of. You know, when they do this kind of auction, and I understand that you wanted to have it connected with social events and that sort of thing, normally this kind of auction would be conducted in person and online at the same time, so that you can get, you know, worldwide attention. You know, if it's this kind of a valuable art collection, I imagine there would be interest far beyond the local area. Is that what's planned, if you know?
Yes. I can't drop names, if you will, but major art houses or auction houses have already been contacted or being contracted out to see if they can help with the effort. Again, it is by no means a small collection. There's a lot of very, very valuable art, and more is en route to Washington, D.C. now. I think they're shipping more from, I believe it's Georgia, to Washington to augment the sale, and everything has to be both virtual. Well, actually, the virtual is going to be more important than the in-person presentation. But we're trying to facilitate, you know, a full media presentation so that the virtual will be a robust virtual presentation. And the auction houses are already doing virtual presentations as a matter of course.
Good. I'm sure then that if you're dealing with major auction houses, that it's in their interest, of course, to get the most value out of the items auctioned, because they work on a percentage. And so, you know, as long as you're working within the norms of the market, that you'll get the best value. Slides.
Yes.
Anyone else with any other questions?
Yes, this is Sharon again.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I did have a question about that you were using about the art donation. Yeah, that sounds very good. But when you were saying that the donor, I think you were saying, the donor pledged $250,000, but the actual was $170,000. What does that mean when it's pledged at one thing but actually another? If I got that right.
So the donor has agreed to make $250,000 worth of a donation to the stations from the art sales, verbally. We have reduced that to be conservative, to say, well, what if that doesn't happen at that level due to circumstances around items that get auctioned, etc. So we expect to get $250,000, but we've only put in the budget $170,000 to be conservative.
I understand. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that explanation.
Anyone else? Not hearing one immediately. I'm going to ask a couple of questions then again. I'm, you know, on the issue of the narrative and the assumptions that I guess might normally, or, you know, in some cases, be associated with a budget like this. Might we expect to get that so that we can send that on with the budget? Or not send it on necessarily, but send it to the PNB. You know, even if we approve the budget tonight, we could then still get those items and pass them on to the PNB, and, or, you know, perhaps hold the budget even if we vote for it tonight. We could just hold sending it to the PNB until we get those items. And I would ask Arpal or someone else to comment on the correct procedure for doing such a thing. And I also wanted to just add that, you know, there was a question, should we go through this budget line by line and dissect it and examine it under a microscope, which, you know, I, under certain circumstances, I think that would be appropriate. But there was some comment was made about, you know, we're not going to be building this budget ourselves. I just want to remind the committee that there are some budgets that we may have to build for ourselves, and we are running short on time. You know, there's two priorities. We need to get this budget done as soon as possible within the year because we're creating a budget for a year we're already in. But in addition to that, we have a big loan to either renegotiate or extend. And again, the more we have our ducks in a row, financially speaking, the better off that should go. So does anybody have any comment on that aspect of things? And so there's two questions. One is, can we get the narrative and the assumptions, and should we hold the budget until we get them? Or is it okay to send them later and have the PMB look at it? And, you know, what about the timeline? Where are we, you know, in the desirability of our timeline?
So, James, I could just speak to the assumptions and narrative. We can work with Tamara and Netta around on that information and provide it to you, you know, probably after the holidays. So, yes, we could provide that information to you. And if you want to approve the budget subject to receiving that, or you want to approve it and said it's got to include that for the PNB, that's fine. We can easily provide those assumptions. We just didn't attach them to this. We obviously made all kinds of notes about how we prepared this budget. We just would have to put it in a format that would be consistent with those assumptions.
Would our Paul or Anita like to speak on that?
I was just going to say that we'll be happy to help also after the holidays to put that narrative together. And I've also made the notes here. So, and I'm sure that Tamara has others from your last meeting with her.
Our Paul, do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, it would be good to get something like that, not just for this committee, maybe not for this committee at all, but I should think the PNB, which doesn't address these things all that much and has interesting meetings, might really profit from seeing might really profit from having something other than a, you know, a raw spreadsheet thrown in front of them to help them figure out what the hell they're looking at. Yeah, I think that would be helpful. And also, it's interesting to me that we're doing things in this extremely different way now. I guess we'll see how it works out.
And would you like to comment on whether or not we should pass the budget as is and send this along with it after the fact, or should we pass the budget as Nick suggested with the provision that this, you know, will be included with it, you know, pass it, can't think of the word. When you pass it in anticipation that these things will be provided and then forwarded, subject to the provision of these things.
Subject to would be a very different motion. You know, I think I need to hear what the rest of the committee says. My thought is, geez, I'm very leery about, you know, passing something through that fast. And I'm not talking about line by line. I'm talking about basically the stuff that's in assumptions. Now, if other people feel it's not necessary, we, you know, the committee can pass it. So just see what other people think. If it goes to a vote, I would abstain on this at this point, which is probably fine. I'd probably be all alone, and that's life. But see what the rest of the committee thinks.
Anybody have any further comment? Would anyone like to propose? Does anyone like to? Would anyone like to amend the budget, subject to seeing a assumptions sheet or a narrative? I'm going to say that I would like to see those documents appended to the budget, even if we go ahead and pass it as is. So I'm going to move that we request those items. If there's a motion to approve the budget, I will move at that time to amend it to include, or, you know, to may not need to amend it, but to, I'm going to suggest that that should be included, and then we can see whether people want to do it as subject to making the approval subject to that, or just approving it and with the understanding that that will be provided to follow on from the budget.
Why don't you just make the motion? Make the motion. Put that in it.
This is Paulina. I'll move to approve the WPFW budget presented.
Okay.
Second.
I don't think we need seconds. But so I'm going to amend it to say with the understanding that an assumption sheet and a narrative will follow shortly. I'm trying to think if I should put a time limit on it, like to be received before the PMB approves it. Okay, let's do that then. Arpal, is that clear enough for you, or should we work on that language?
We have a motion on the floor from Paulina that says, okay, the way I think this probably needs to be worded is the NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of the approval of the WPFW FY21 budget.
Okay, and then that's the motion, and then I want to put an amendment on that.
Yeah, yours is to add
assumptions sheet and a narrative.
Add that, and an assumption sheet and narrative be appended.
Yes. But I wanted to say be appended before the PNB, and I don't know if we can do that. If we pass a budget, then the PNB probably can do what it wants to with it. But what I would like to see is that narrative and those assumptions be appended to the budget before it goes to the PNB. So perhaps we can pass the budget, but we won't send it until we get those things. Is that doable procedurally?
If the committee decides to do that, that's what the committee can do.
Okay, so that's the amendment then.
All right, we'll let me read.
Thank you.
Let me read the two things I've got. Main motion from Paulina, the NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WPFW FY21 budget. The amendment is, let me get that out of the way. The amendment is to add, quote, to add an assumption sheet and a narrative be appended, or let's see, to add with an assumption sheet and a narrative to be appended. Now we have an assumption sheet and a narrative. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay, both. So your amendment then comes down to add, quote, with an amendment with an assumption sheet and a narrative appended. Okay, so that would make the whole motion read, the NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WPFW FY21 budget with an assumption sheet and narrative appended. If we pass your...
Yes, thank you. Thank you for constructing that for us. So, is there any further amendment or discussion?
Yes, this is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Very briefly, would it be would it make more sense to say amendment, Jim, and request that an assumption sheet and a narrative be provided prior to? Oh no, we already discussed that, right? We can't say prior because if we approve it, I'm okay with the way it stands. It makes sense. I'm sure folks will collaborate. They've been very helpful.
Well, actually, I think what I had said about that, that maybe you were certain you were trying to reach for, was, Paul, I had meant to include a notion that we would append those items before we sent the budget onto the PNB.
Okay, so you want the
all right, question
with an assumption sheet and a narrative to be appended.
Yeah. Before we send it.
Before it's sent to the PNB.
Yeah. It doesn't mean we don't approve it. We're just trying to fill out the ease of people looking at it.
Let me see how this reads. The NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WPFW FY21 budget with an assumption sheet and a narrative to be appended before it's sent to the PNB.
We could just split it.
Good deal.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That sound okay to you, what I just read?
That sounds good to me. And, you know, we are running out of time. In fact, I think we are over time for this item. So can I ask, I guess then let's just go to a vote.
On the amendment, why don't you just ask if there's any objection?
Correct. Is there any objection to the amendment? Hearing none, we'll consider it adopted, and then we'll go to the amended motion and ask if there's any objection to the amended motion, to the main amendment as amendment, the main motion as
the
amended.
The motion is amended. I would like a vote.
Okay, so that's an objection. So will you please take the vote?
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. And does anybody need the whole thing reread?
Fred.
Yes, please.
Okay. The NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WPFW FY21 budget with an assumption sheet and a narrative to be appended before it's sent to the PNB. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Teresa J. Allen.
Allen says yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin abstain? James Sagerton?
Yes.
Anita Sims?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden. Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay, 10-4-0 against, one abstention.
Very good. So I'm going to request that everyone continue to study the budget if you haven't looked at it closely yet, and then we will have another chance to discuss it at the PNB. And at this point, I think we can thank Jerry for his attendance here tonight, and thank Nick and his finance committee and their people who put together this budget, and move on to the next item. Thank you,
thank
Jerry.
Thank you, members of the committee. Thank you, Jerry.
Yes, thank you very much for all the hard work. Once again.
Thank you.
I think the hard work was on your end, Jerry, but we certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.